B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I have a very serious question to ask you guys. Do all husbands get some sick enjoyment out of embarrassing their wives in public, or is it just mine? If there's anybody out there who's listening that is constantly mortified by their significant other's behavior in public, I need to talk to you and see how you deal with this, how I'm going to have to mediate what's going on. Otherwise, I'm never going to be going out in public with my husband ever
again.
What
is he doing? Well,
yeah, what has he done?
Oh, my gosh.
So we were in Destin over the weekend over the week for spring break, and we had a good, like, 45-minute wait for a place, Shunk Gully. You know, I had to have the Parmesan fries.
I thought you were going to say, we had a good 45 minutes.
No.
The whole week, we had a good 45 minutes.
It was a good 45-minute wait to get in to grab some dinner. So there were all these cute little shops around, and Ryan was sitting in this chair, and I was like, well, I'm going to go in to this shop and shop around. I'm not going to just stand here. So he follows me in there and was obviously punishing me for shopping around, because he started recording and then started playing this audio out of his phone at the loudest possible volume.
Your checking account available balance is $12,617,290.56.
So everybody in the store stops what they're doing and starts staring at me and Ryan, and I'm shopping. I'm like, get me out of here right now. You are so embarrassing.
What are you doing working here if you've got $12 million in the bank?
Do you really think I have $12 million in the bank? More like $12 in the bank.
Wait, so is he, what is your husband Ryan's purpose for doing this?
I wish I knew, because I asked him, what is your end game with all of this? Because you know it's not going to go well for you.
What's your end game? Yeah. Is you dying at Kara's hands?
Right? I just don't understand. Yeah. Is there somebody else out there that has to deal with this from their significant other?
Let's see.
He does this all the time, like just is constantly embarrassing
all
you.
In public?
Let's make Kara feel better. Let's look for a more embarrassing husband than the husband that follows his wife around saying that she's a multimillionaire.
Ridiculous.
It shouldn't be hard. 404-741-0985. Good morning. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
So, Kara spent her spring break embarrassed.
Running away from my husband.
Any amount of time you spend with your husband, Kara, he goes out of his way to embarrass you.
Absolutely.
And we all know as men, my therapist, Chantel, has actually told me in the past, because I've done the same thing. She told me that what we're doing as men, or she explained to my wife, is we're just pulling your hair. Uh-huh. We're teasing you like on the playground. It's how we know to flirt with women.
Yeah, well, that's when you're a child. Now that you're a grown man, you should know how to flirt with your wife, and embarrassing her in public is not the way to do it.
So we're looking for the most embarrassing husband, more embarrassing than Kara's husband. And tell us again what he just did.
So we were in Destin for spring break, and we were waiting for about 45 minutes for our dinner reservation. So there's this cute little shop that I wanted to go walk through, and he obviously didn't want to walk through there. So he was going to make it as miserable on me as possible and film me while playing this lovely little piece of audio.
Your checking account available balance is $12,617,290.56.
You could have heard a pin drop in that store. Everybody, like, eyes started immediately fell to us, and you could hear this.
Why is he so poorly behaved in public, Kara?
I wish I knew.
Where's the video? This is what I want to see. Because you got to see the video of Kara.
I'll put it up on my Instagram page.
She's running away from her husband like he's a member of the
paparazzi.
And
trying to pretend like I don't know you.
All right. The most embarrassing husband, though, Andrea and Roswell, you have a very cheap husband.
Well, initially, the first date he ever went on, he pulled out a coupon. Mm-hmm. I should have got the clue, but no.
Oh, it's the worst.
No. Tell me about it.
So if you could give us just an example of the cheapest, like most embarrassing moment.
One of the things that stands out is when he proposed to me. We lived in New York. We lived near Central Park. He wanted to propose to me on a horse and carriage in the park. Romantic, right? Goes up to the first person. Hey, how much? didn't like the price. Went to the second person, the third person, the fourth person, before he finally bartered enough to take me to the park and to propose. I'm like, oh my God. First of all, it was humiliating. But, yeah.
Andrea, you have only one person to play.
You chose that.
Thank you so much.
Tad and Drex show, and Kara asked a great question.
What is it with guys that love nothing more to embarrass us women in public?
We're trying to figure that out. Looking for the most embarrassing husband, Megan in Monticello. What does your guy do?
When we're in Walmart, my husband and three children, if they get separated from me, they will start yelling yee yee in the store as loud as they can, expecting me to say it back to find each other.
Stop it.
Let's hit a Marco Polo. They say yee yee.
Yes. Yes.
So he does this to purposely embarrass you in public. Does he ever tell you what his end game is? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out with my husband. What do you think is going to happen with you embarrassing me this much in public?
His end game is if he can make me smile, he takes home the girl.
Very good.
In Drex and my cases, this is why we don't have too many stories. Our end game is a night on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I know my role. I stop. I'm done. The end game's already happened.
That's right.
I lost the girl, right?
Yeah, I lost the game.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 825. Glorious sunshine today, warming up to 80. Take that. What's going on, Kara?
Close to 100 people are having to get bailed out of jail, and around 45 vehicles are sitting in the impound lot after a fun weekend in South Fulton because of street racing. Ugh. Now, we've had these issues all over for the past year or so, and finally they're beginning to crack down. I mean, they had the APD helicopter out and everything.
Wow. All right, so wait, 45 cars were racing?
45 cars were impounded. There were more cars that were out there racing. And they're not just racing, they're doing like drifting tricks and doing donuts and stuff. And it's just very dangerous, especially for the people who are just hanging out to watch. I mean, those cars could go out of control and take out a person in an instant.
I mean, you're shutting down a highway, from what I've seen, setting off fireworks while cars drive quickly around you and there's no protection from it.
And some of them have tried to get smart and go to like open parking lots, like big parking lots that are empty overnight. But you're still not smart enough because you're getting caught by the police.
Would you guys ever buy one of those cars? You know, it was like seized in a drug raid or like a racing.
I thought like you were talking about a car that I could drive like that. you know what they should do? I feel like they should televise this. It seems to be like a big thing. They'll have the cars go out and they'll just drive around in a circle. Wait a minute.
They do that.
They do have that on television.
What is that on television? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's get a good feeling.
Take a minute.
Get a good feeling. Oh, boy. Yeah.
So I know that private school acceptance letters went out last week, and I know that there's a whole lot of seniors that are sitting there waiting on their mailbox to hopefully get an acceptance letter to the college of their choice. But there's a local superstar in our midst. Cameron Stargell goes to North Atlanta High School, and she's a senior with some really big decisions to make. Cameron's been accepted into over 29 colleges and has been offered over $2.2 million in scholarship money. Now, she and her mom spent 5 long months applying to schools and for financial aid, and now all that hard work is beginning to pay off. So she wants to study biomedical engineering, and she's going to be narrowing down her choices based on who's going to give her the most financial aid and who's got the best program for what she wants to do.
I know my mom is listening right now in Vermont, as she often does online on the B98.5 app and what have we. And I'm sure she's hearing that this young lady applied for all these scholarships and she's still, even though it's been decades, thinking about how few dollars Teddy got when he applied for financial aid.
Is your mom still paying off your student loans there, Ted?
The good news is with $2 million, that'll be like the first year's books.
Yep.
Time to play Beat Shazam, Drex versus Kara. Name that tune in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And today's category, brothers and sisters. Did y'all remember to post a photograph of your siblings on Instagram this weekend?
I did.
I didn't. I don't like them. I don't try to lie about it like Kara does.
It's one thing to have siblings. It's another thing to join a musical group and decide you want to work with them. So there's always creative.
Okay.
All these are pop star siblings.
Oh,
Kara,
man.
Starting with you.
That's the Jonas Brothers, Only Human.
Is correct.
It's only human, and you know that it's real. So why would you fight and try to deny the way that you feel?
So you said, Tad, all of these groups are going to be like siblings.
They have brothers and sisters working together.
Okay. Hanson, bop.
Yes, sir. You know you love it. It's the Call Me Maybe of its day.
No question. 100%.
It really is.
Not trying to hide it.
All right. Tied up. Kara, back over to you. Pop star siblings.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, come on. 90
Nick
degrees.
And Drew,
yeah,
Lachey.
The hardest thing.
98
degrees.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do.
I was not a 98 degrees.
The hardest thing Kara is ever going to have to do is to admit that she lost on Beach Shazam.
I met Nick Lachey. He is the nicest person on the planet.
Wow, wow,
and handsome.
All right, are you ready for your next song, Drex?
It's Ace of Base. It's not I Saw the Sign, though.
We're going to need your final answer.
I'll say I Saw the Sign, but that's not it.
I'm going to give that to you. It's called The Sign.
Oh, all right. Oh, wow.
Final round, toughest round of Beach Shazam, but you get a little help on this one, Kara.
Oh, come
Are you
on.
Ready?
If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down.
But you still have to tell us who sings that song.
The band Perry, If I Die Young.
Is correct.
Yeah. If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses.
That's Kimberly, Reed, and Neil Perry. I Wikipedia.
Oh, I thought it was three sisters. Weekend.
Are you ready for your final one, Drex?
Yes.
You get this right, you win.
Oh, who sings Manic Monday? The Bengals?
Yes, sir.
Another Manic Monday.
Beach Shazam champion, Drex, everybody.
Kara, as a sign of respect, I would like for you to bow to me.
No, not going to happen.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
So, June, what's happening? You wanted to ask forgiveness from your daughter, is that right?
Yes, I'm deeply troubled because, and I'm sure you can understand this. So, my 6-year-old granddaughter, Gabby, tells me, Mommy won't wear shorts because you told her she doesn't look good in them.
Oh, no.
Yes. And would I say such a thing? Like, she was a heavy at one point. But I don't remember saying anything like this. I can't recall that. And I just realized how terrible it would be to say something like that. I mean, for her confidence, for her feeling of, from my own granddaughter, just to hear that her mom said this to her, it obviously affected her so much. Of course I have to ask for forgiveness.
June, I think we can all hear it in your voice.
Absolutely.
How sad this made you feel. Are you more upset that your daughter thinks this, or that you said it, or that your granddaughter was the one that told you that and she thinks that?
Well, all of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That I would say something like this, that which... Okay, is anyone the best parent in the world? I mean, what was that? Could I have been thinking? And also, of course, that it would have troubled my daughter, my darling, so much, and then my precious grandchild.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're not supposed to ask a woman their age. Is it okay to ask their mother how old their daughter is? Because I wonder how long your daughter has been carrying this around. When's the last time you saw her in shorts?
I mean, frankly... saying age, I mean, it's something to be proud of, but at the same time, it's personal. It's like your shoe size.
Right.
So I think what June's saying, Ted, is she's not going to answer you.
Right. But has it been decades, like, as far as you know? Has it been a long time?
It surely. Yes.
Yeah, to hear those words come back from your granddaughter and to know that that affected your daughter so much that she won't wear shorts to this day.
Mm. Well, my daughter looks fabulous. She's in great shape now. You know, she went through a stage when she was a kid, but she looks great. It's mystifying. It's truly crazy.
Yeah, it's the self-image. It's that was ingrained in her. I always say that fat is a state of mind, you know?
Yes, and the words that come back, it looks out. Look at how impressionable young people are.
Oh, yeah.
June, you can't see it, but Tad just said fat is a state of mind, and he looked me up and down. I don't appreciate that.
You're just standing right in front of me.
And I sure wasn't going to look at Kara.
Better not.
All right, do me a favor, June. Why don't you hold on?
Okay.
Take a deep breath. In about 10 minutes, we're going to call your daughter, and we're going to clear the air and get you some forgiveness, okay?
Okay. Sure.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
If you missed part one, June is looking for our help asking her daughter Lauren to forgive her for giving her a complex about wearing shorts. June found out about this when her granddaughter told her, "Mommy never wears shorts because you said she doesn't look good in shorts." June, you want to sit tight as we get your daughter on the phone?
Hello.
Hi, Lauren. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right. We wanted to call you. We're talking on our show this morning about shorts. And your name came up.
Talking about shorts?
Yes.
Okay.
How long has it been since you've worn shorts?
I actually will say I will never wear shorts. It's just not something I will do.
Why?
Here's the thing. I used to actually be much heavier, and I'm in great shape now. I've been working really hard the past, 5 years, but I just cannot bring myself to wear shorts. I don't know if it's in my head. I've tried it a couple times, in the summer. It just doesn't work. It never worked out.
It's so hot in Atlanta. I can't believe you're wearing pants or, long skirts or something during times when it's, 900 degrees here.
I know. I mean, people think I'm crazy.
Do you think it has anything to do, Lauren? And if this is a little wound for you, it's, we understand about the answer. But does it have anything to do with maybe something your mom said to you when you were younger?
She would never say anything, about that kind of thing. Oh.
Is it your dad?
No, it was actually my ex-husband. I don't know how you guys know what's going on, but yeah.
Well, that's in a way good news, A, that it's your ex, and B, that it's not your mom. We want to bring your mom on here because she called us this morning absolutely mortified. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget.
Gabby told me that I don't understand. I'm totally confused. You mean why would you bring me into it? Why would you?
Oh my God.
This is so unfair, darling.
Yeah, Lauren, June called us and said that Gabby, your daughter, her granddaughter, said mommy doesn't wear shorts because June made you feel bad about wearing the shorts.
Yeah, she said grandma said it.
I told Gabby it was you because I didn't want her to have daddy issues.
So you want her to have grandmother issues?
No,
this is not right.
In the heat of the moment, Mom, I didn't want the male figure in her life to, be saying that kind of thing. So I felt like it would just be easier because she loves you unconditionally. What was going through my head. And now going back, of course, that was, the wrong thing to do. But in the moment, I made the wrong decision. I apologize. And I can't believe it's such a big deal, but I do understand, Mom. I'm sorry.
I couldn't sleep. I was beside myself.
June, Lauren was coming from a good place, and I know you called to apologize and ask forgiveness of your daughter for something that you never actually said. So I think that we can just agree to move on. Are we going to talk to Gabby about this?
I feel that my daughter should talk to her daughter about this. That's all. Take responsibility and straighten it out.
Yeah.
And try on some shorts. This is nonsense. Don't let that guy control you.
And send pictures to Tad at B95.com.
No. Now, that's a great idea. Put some shorts on, and you can say, hey, Grandma sent this.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great solution.
As long as I can pick out the shorts. I don't want you picking out the random shorts.
Great.
I'm comfortable with that.
I am too.
on the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
So coming up tomorrow at 7 on Forgive and Forget, Corinne needs to ask Macy to forgive her for ghosting her after a terrible dinner party. We'll hear what went down tomorrow morning, Forgive and Forget, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 7:30. Sunshine warming up to 80 today. What's going on, Kara?
Just when many businesses start to begin to see the light at the end of this crazy pandemic tunnel, a critical shortage is threatening others to switch gears once again. So we know Governor Kemp has allowed restaurants to reopen at full capacity without seating restrictions, which is great for them, but many are having a really hard time finding people to actually come in and work. Mm-hmm. So hundreds of restaurant owners are saying that the staffing shortage is actually forcing them to reduce hours and sometimes even shut down completely on days when they would normally be open and making big bucks. So if anybody is looking for a job, the food industry, the food service is definitely craving some good people.
I'm curious, Kara, you were down at the beach last week.
Yeah.
What was the like service industry environment down there?
I mean, everything was super packed. They were very busy, but it was a wait because they didn't have as many people working down there.
I have a buddy that owns a restaurant in Destin, and we were talking the other day about how he's having to do $2,000 sign-on bonuses, and you get to keep the money if you stay for 60 days or longer. Because, I mean, we're obviously getting hit here in Atlanta, but those beach towns where people, you know, college kids will go for the summer to work, they're just not getting the people.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you're talking Florida, think of the bath salts that $2,000 can buy you.
Let's get a good feeling. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It was the ultimate show of sportsmanship. A young Phillies fan named Joshua ended up with a ball that Freddie Freeman crushed at the home opener on Friday night. After some bad catching back and forth between him and another player, his dad was a little ashamed and kind of put his hoodie on and turned away. It was super funny.
This kid is out in the outfield, right?
Yes, yes.
And this kid doesn't catch the ball the first time. Yeah. And so then I think somebody in the dugout tries to throw in the ball again. He can't catch cannot catch the ball. And his dad is so embarrassed, he like puts his hood over his head.
So instead of keeping it, Joshua actually gave it to a young Braves fan who was nearby that had on a Freeman jersey. Now, it was a super sweet moment that touched just about everybody who was watching, including Freddie Freeman. So before last night's game, he surprised Joshua and his dad with a baseball that was signed by him and Philly star Bryce Harper. If you want to check out the video, I've got it up on the Tad and Drex Facebook page. But the Braves are back at it tonight at Truist, taking on the Marlins at 7:20.
Did the kid ask Freddie if they could like play catch, or was Freddie like, why don't you spend some time in the minors first?
Sorry, Butterfingers.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Megan in Cartersville.
Good morning.
Morning. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Yeah, bye, girl.
Bye, Megan. Good luck.
Good luck.
Bye, Karalicia.
Bye.
We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So Kara has left the studio. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll then bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you're able to answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Paramount Pictures has delayed the release of Mission Impossible 7 and the new Top Gun movie. What guy stars in both those films?
Tom Cruise.
Question two. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters Golf Tournament yesterday. What color jacket did he receive?
Three.
Number three, HBO's creating a reality show based on the movie Magic Mike. The actor who plays Magic Mike has signed on as a producer. Who is that?
Channing Tatum.
Number four, the Friends reunion show is wrapped up filming. What band sang the theme song? Number five, DMX passed away at age 50 last week. DMX belonged to a roster of rappers who called themselves the what?
Oh, no.
I'm
not sure on that one.
All right, Megan, let's bring Kara back in. Very tough questions.
Yeah, super tough questions on a Monday morning. But, Megan, you did well. You got three right. Good job.
Thank you.
Same questions coming to Kara. Number one, Paramount Pictures has delayed the release of Mission Impossible 7 and the new Top Gun movie.
Oh.
What guy stars in both those films?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's what Megan said, 1-1.
Number two, Japan's Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters Golf Tournament yesterday. What color jacket did he receive?
Green.
That's what Megan said as well, 2-2.
Number three, HBO's creating a reality show inspired by the movie Magic Mike. The actor who plays Magic Mike is signed on as a producer. Who's that?
Channing Tatum.
My wife is screaming at the radio, Channing Tatum! All right, 3-3. That's what Megan said.
Number four, the Friends reunion show is wrapping up filming. What band sang the theme song?
It was the Rembrandts. No one told you life was
gonna be this way. Yeah, I thought we would all do that. All right, Megan said the Backstreet Boys. Kara's up 4-3.
Excellent speed clapping. Number five, DMX passed away at the age 50 last week. DMX belonged to a roster of rappers who called themselves the what?
Rough Riders.
Yeah, that's what we were looking for, Megan. She didn't have an answer. Final score this morning, clean sweep, 5-3. Megan in Cartersville, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm not.
Kara, your new record, 1,002 wins and just 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Megan.
That's okay, good luck. I mean, congratulations.
By the sounds of it, she doesn't need much luck. But we're going to play again tomorrow. We do every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Anybody can sign up anytime. Just go to tadanddrex.com. Megan, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.